Gentrification is often associated with the displacement of poor homeowners or renters as new construction and renovation transform old neighborhoods and wealthier people move in. But a new study focusing on Philadelphia has found that programs meant to help mitigate the risk of tax delinquency and displacement seem to be working as intended. Joining us now to talk about her research is Jacqueline Wong, co-author of the study conducted by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. Wong is also assistant professor of sociology at Stanford University. Welcome to NewsWorks Tonight.
Hi, thank you for having me.
A quick refresher, Philadelphia has seen an enormous amount of gentrification in recent years. Neighborhoods like Point Breeze, Fishtown, East Kensington, to name just a few. When houses and lots are overhauled and rebuilt, the most immediate impact is that property taxes can go up, which can make it difficult for the elderly and the poor to stay in place. So, Jacqueline, what was the jumping off point for your study?
So we were really focusing on the Philadelphia's actual value initiative, the tax overhaul that took place in 2013 and was implemented in 2014, where the city essentially reevaluated the assessed values for properties. So it reassessed the values to what they consider the real market value of the property. And as a result, as you mentioned, property taxes went up. So what we were looking at in terms of displacement were the out-migration rates or the exit rates among elderly or low credit score mortgage holding residents after this initiative took place in 2013. And so essentially we're not finding that elderly and low credit score mortgage holding residents are moving out of their neighborhoods at higher rates in gentrifying neighborhoods compared to non-gentrifying neighborhoods. I want to put a caveat around this. So we're only looking 2 years after these taxes went up. We're not looking at renters. And there's a lot of research that shows that people in low-income neighborhoods, so these neighborhoods that don't gentrify, also experience a lot of residential instability as well. And so certainly low-income homeowners are experiencing displacement. Anecdotally, there's evidence of this, but we're finding that those in gentrifying neighborhoods aren't necessarily moving out in general at higher rates than those in non-gentrifying neighborhoods. What explains these findings are the implementation of the LOOP program, we think. We looked at residents who qualified and used the long-term owner occupants program.
And that is a city program, correct?
That's a new program that was implemented at the same time as the actual value initiative. And so this applied to long-term homeowners, those who own their homes for more than 10 years with income below 150% of the area median income. So these homeowners were protected from these property tax increases.
So, Jacqueline, how does this dovetail with the, you know, the very real narrative of distress and even fear we're hearing from people who are original residents of gentrifying neighborhoods?
It's a real thing that homeowners are likely experiencing displacement. The fears of displacement are very real as neighborhoods change. But what we're finding is that within these 2 years after the tax initiatives were implemented, there isn't really a change in their exit rates, and they're not at higher risk. And this is comparing them, once again, to neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods that don't gentrify, which is generally occupied by people who often experience residential instability at high rates.
Jacqueline Wong, thank you so much for joining us for NewsWorks Tonight.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Jacqueline Wong is co-author of a study conducted by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia regarding gentrification and displacement. And she is also assistant professor of sociology at Stanford University.